This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. One issue in the presidential campaign is how safe the country is or isn't from another terrorist attack. The Bush administration has spent billions of dollars on domestic defense and reorganized much of the government into a new Department of Homeland Security. But the Democratic presidential candidates say that's not enough, that they have better plans to protect the country. NPR's Pam Fessler reports on the complexity of the issue.
Massachusetts Senator John Kerry stood last month just inside a warehouse in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, the frigid harbor nearby, and took the Bush administration to task for not doing more to secure the nation's ports.
Less than 4% of 21,000 containers that are unloaded and arrive in America every single day are screened at all.
Well, not really. The 4% figure actually refers to the number of containers opened, unpacked, and physically inspected. Customs officials say they screen all containers to some extent by reviewing manifests before the cargo arrives in the U.S. and by using X-ray-like machines to scan any suspicious cargo. They admit the real challenge is finding those containers that need the most scrutiny. Jack Riley, director of the Homeland Security Center at the RAND Corporation, says there are trade-offs.
If we screen 10%, are we safer? If we do screen 10%, at what cost in terms of slowing down the movement of commerce does that come?
He says a mistake in either direction, too much security or too little, could be devastating to the economy. That's something seldom mentioned on the campaign trail. All nine major Democratic candidates say President Bush hasn't moved fast enough or spent enough to protect the country from attack. They say it's most evident on the front lines, where emergency workers lack critical equipment and training. Carol Mosley Braun, like the others, would give up at least some of the Bush tax cuts to have more funds for Homeland Security.
I think we'd be much better served to have support for first responders, police and fire, our hospital systems, to protect our infrastructure, to give people a sense of security, because that's what the American people want. They want to feel safe at home.
In fact, the administration has awarded about $7 billion in Homeland Security grants to state and local governments since 9/11. Some of the money's still working its way through the pipeline, but many jurisdictions have purchased a lot of new equipment. One big concern among lawmakers of both parties, and an issue seldom raised by the candidates, is whether the money's going to those areas of the country where it's needed the most. Riley of the RAND Corporation also asks whether more of the funds might be better spent on preventing attacks rather than on preparedness.
The fact of the matter is, anytime you're responding to an incident, you've lost.
The candidates do say more needs to be done to improve the government's collection and use of intelligence. Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman is especially critical of the administration for failing to address information sharing problems that emerged right after 9/11.
They have still not reformed our intelligence system as they should have. They've still not coordinated watch lists.
In fact, the administration has created a new terrorist threat integration center to help deal with terrorist-related information. But the process of unifying dozens of terror watch lists has just begun, and local law enforcement officials still complain they're not getting the intelligence they need. Jim Steinberg, director of foreign policy studies at the Brookings Institution, says old habits die hard in Washington.
There's a fear, continued fear, that if you let sensitive information get out of your own hands, that information will be compromised, that sources will be lost.
He says Congress wanted the Department of Homeland Security to coordinate terrorist-related intelligence, but that never happened, leaving no single agency in charge. That's provided lots of room for Democrats to complain, whether it's about intelligence, the mechanics of the color-coded alert system, or the lack of security at chemical plants. Here's North Carolina Senator John Edwards.
The reality of protecting the American people is there's still a great deal of work to be done. I mean, the president claims that he's keeping people safe in this country.
But short of another terrorist attack, it's not that easy to measure whether the administration is or isn't doing enough to protect the country. The threat might be real, but it's also very amorphous. Steinberg of Brookings says it comes down to how safe people want to feel and the price they're willing to pay.
Different people will have different judgments about risk, and that's what the political process is. Those people who say we're not spending enough are trying to make the case that we're running more risk than we should.
And it's up to the voters to decide, he says, after they've heard the arguments from both sides. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.